So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara discussed the case of a Omer Sada Zusha Lavicha Haisa Ulakachti Hameno. A Muchzik Basada, possessor of a field, told his friend, "This field originally belonged to your father, but I purchased it from him." The Gemara mentions a Braisa with a similar case of Shalavicha regarding Halva alone. These are the general rulings regarding the Shvua oath of a Halva. Kaifer HaKoil Pata Mishvua. In the case in which a malva, a lender, claims that the leiva, the borrower, did not repay the loan. When the leiva is kefer ha-koil, denies the claim entirely, midiraisa he is not required to make a shvua, an oath, and he's potter from paying, because ha-moitzi mechaveir olav haraya. However, midirabanan, he must take an oath referred to as a shvua's heses. Moide b'miktas, ha-taina, chay b'shvua. When the leiva is moide b'miktas, admits the claim partially, then midiraisa he must make a shvua that he does not owe the rest. Rebbe Yaakov Omer, Pa'abim Sha'adim Nishbal Tainas Atzmai. Rebbe Yaakov says there are times in which one is Mechuyev Shvua through his own claim as well. Ketzad, Mana La'avicha B'yadi, Ve'chaltiv Pras, Harezin Nishba. As in the case of a leiva who tells his friend, "I borrowed a sum of money from your father, but I already made a partial payment." He is Mechuyev Shvua as a Moide B'miktzis, even through his own claim. Chacham Ayim Ein Elikimesh Ravedu Upater. Acham disagree and say that he does not make a shvua al tainas atzmai and is considered like someone who is returning a lost item, in which case he is pata mishvua. The Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on the reasoning for shvuas moide b'miktzas, as Rab explains. Chazaka in odem meiz panav befnei b'chaybay. There is a chazaka, an assumption, that a leiva does not have the audacity to make a false denial in the presence of the malva. Therefore, a kofer ha-koil is considered a truthful denial and is part of a shvua. However, a moide b'miktzis cannot be kofer ha-koil, and initially wants to be moide b'kula, admit to the claim entirely, because chazaka eino demeis panav, but since he cannot repay the entire loan, he only admits partially, kehecha delishtamitle, to evade the malva, to gain some time. V'sava adahavili zuzir paranale, and he reckons that when he has money, he will repay the rest. Therefore, Achman Amar Rami Shvua Leah Kihecha Deloid Lebekule. The Torah obligates the Leibah to make an oath, which compels him to admit the entire amount. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar Loishno Boy Veloishno Bebnoi Eino Meis Velkach Lav Meis Vavedahava. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Chazaka Eino De Meis Panav applies to both the Malva and his son, who inherits the loan. Therefore, Shvua's Moide Mixus applies. Rabban Savri Boy Huda Eino Meis Ava Bebnoi Meis. The Rabbanan disagree and say that Chazaka Eino de Meiz Panav applies only to the Malva, but does not apply to his son. Therefore, Shvuas Moide B'Miktzis does not apply. The next Mishnah continues with another case of a Pesha Asu HaPesha Heter. To better understand the Mishnah, we will make a brief introduction, which will be discussed at length in the subsequent Dafim. Shtar Sheyesh Eidim Chasumim by Kasha Medeiraisa. Shtar Chayv, a loan document bearing chasimus edim, signatures of two edim, is acceptable proof midiraisa to collect the loan. However, kim shtar is midirabanan, since there is a chashash ziyuv, concern that one may forge both the shtar and the chasimus edim, the rabbanan initiated kim shtars, that one must validate the chasimus edim to authenticate the shtar. Kim shtars can be performed in three ways. Al yidei edim hachasumim, when the undersigned edim testify that they signed the shtar. Al yidei edim, when two other edim testify that they recognize the chasimus edim. Al yidei ksav yad nirtzi b'makom acher, by taking another shtar bearing their signatures that was hochzik b'vezdin, already validated in Bezdin, and comparing the signatures in both shtars. Once kim shtars has been performed, the shtar is hochzik, validated, and can be used to collect the chayv. Zok the Mishnah, ha'edim sha'amru ksav yidei nehuzeh. A shtar chayv, which was being validated by the edim hachasumim, testifying that these are our signatures. However, they added, "Aval anusim ayinu ketanim ayinu psulei edus ayinu." They say that the shtar is not valid because we were either coerced to sign, or we were minors, or disqualified for edus at the time of chasima. Hare ilu nemanim. Their testimony is accepted, and the shtar is disqualified because hapesha asu hapesha heter. Hapesha asu, the edim who confirmed the authenticity of the shtar, by stating ksav yudeinu huzeh, hu ha-pesha hiter, they can disprove the authenticity of the shtar by stating anus mayinu. The Gemara explains that the case of anus mayinu nemanim can only refer to amra anus mayinu machmas nefashas, They said that they were coerced through a death threat. Now, among them, they are believed because one is permitted to sign falsely in this situation. However, Amra nus mayinu machmas mamoin. If they said they were coerced through a financial threat, they're not believed, because one is prohibited to sign falsely in this situation, and ein odem meisim atzmai rasha. As Rashi explains, ein neman lisel es atzmai miches kosei, the karav hu etzla atzmai, for karav pasla edus. One is not believed to say that he committed an avera, because he is considered his own relative, and a relative is disqualified to be a witness. The Mishnah continues, however, if Kim Shtaris was being performed through other Edom who recognized their signatures, or through an authenticated Shtar bearing their signatures, their testimony of Anus Mayinu is not accepted, and the Shtar is valid, because Lekha Pesha Aser, the undersigned Edom did not confirm the Shtar. Therefore, Lekha Pesha Hitter, they cannot disqualify the Shtar. And the Edom HaChasum cannot be considered another set of Edus of Anus Mayinu to disprove the Shtar, because Edom HaChasum on the Shtar, Nasa Kamish Nechkar Edus Mebezdin. Edom HaChasum are considered as if they were already cross-examined in Bezdin, in which we say, Kimin Shehigid Shuv Enochezer Magid. Once they present their testimony, they cannot retract and change their testimony. This discussion continues in the next daf.